Sagt die Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Psachim, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Minhagim by Klal Yisrael are very dear to us. We respect our Minhagim, and perhaps what is even more important is to respect someone else's Minhag. When Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim for 40 days, he didn't eat or drink, because it's not the Minhag in Shemayim to eat or drink. Yet when the Malachim were down here by Avraham Avinu, they did eat and drink. Because a person doesn't change from the minig. It's also very important to know what's a minig and what is a din. For example, are you allowed to work on Erev Pesach? And the answer is, it depends when. After Chatzais, it's a halacha you're not allowed to work. Because that's when a person is makriv his Karban Pesach. And on a day that a person is makriv his Karban Pesach, or during the time that a person is makriv his Karban Pesach, it's considered a yamtiv. So in this case, when do you start being makriv the Karban Pesach at Chatzais? So the yamtiv starts Chatzais. So we're not talking about after Chatzais. The shail is before Chatzais. When I wake up in the morning, Erev Pesach, can I do malach? And the answer is it depends on the minig. There were certain places that said fine, but only until Chatzais. There were others that said, no, we don't want you to do work. This is too busy of a day. You have to do bir chametz, you have to shech the Karban Pesach, prepare the matzah for at night. So many places had a custom not to work until Chatzais. Zok the Mishnah, Mekayim shenahagu, in a place where the minig is, lases malacha, to do work, bi'arve psachim, at Chatzais, until Chatzais, so aizen, so we can do work. However, Mekayim a place, shenahagu, where their custom was, sheloi lases, not to do malacha, ain aizen. Weiter sagt die Mishnah, ha-hoylech, suppose someone goes. Memekayim she-oisen, from a place where they do work. Erev Pesach until Chatzais. Lemekayim she-ein-oisen. Let's say, in Tveria, they do work. In Yerushalayim, they don't. And I'm traveling from Tveria to Yerushalayim. Oy, memekayim she-ein-oisen. Or I'm traveling, let's say, from Yerushalayim where they don't do work. Lemekayim she-oisen to Tveria where they do work. So, what do I do? And the answer is, either way, whether you're coming from Tveria to Yerushalayim or from Yerushalayim to Tveria, whether you're coming from a place where they do work to a place where they don't do work, or the other way around, Noisnin Olav, we always place on him, Chumrei Makim Sheyatzah Masham, the stringency, the Chumra of the place where he left from, the Chumrei Makim Shehalach L'Sham, as well as the Chumra of the place that he's going to. So if you're coming from Tveria to Yerushalayim, you're going to have to accept the chumrah of the place where you're going to, and that's Yerushalayim, where they don't work. It's just a mashal. If you're going from Yerushalayim to Tveria, you're going to have to accept the chumrah of the place where you're coming from, and you still are not supposed to work. To Mishnah Vayter, now here's the rule. The al yeshana adam, you should never change b'nei ha-machlokes, to avoid machlokes. Wait a second. L'chayr is something doesn't appear to make sense over here. You just tell me that if I'm coming from Yerushalayim, which is a place where we're saying in our mashal that they don't work, to Tveria, where they do work, so everyone is working, and you tell me I can't work because I'm coming from a place where they don't work. And now you're telling me, no, always do what the people do. But I'm not doing what the people are doing. The people in Tveria are working until Chatzais. You just tell me I can't. So the Gemara explains, as the Batanura explains it over here, we meet to say as follows. En hachanami. You're not supposed to do different than what the people of the town are doing, because you want to avoid machloikis. But you know what's going to create machloikis? If nobody is working, and you come along and you're working. Oh, excuse me, but we don't work over here. Ah, I'm from Tveria. Over there they work. That creates machloikis. But if you're coming from Yerushalayim to Tveria, where in the Hanami, some people are working, and you're not going to work, that's not going to create a machloikis. No one's going to stop and say, look at that person, he's not working. He doesn't respect the Minhag HaMakom. There's always plenty of people that are not working. On any given day, in any town, you're always going to find people not working. So Mamela, this is what the Mishnah means. We al yeshana adam, this that we said, you're not supposed to change from the Minhag HaMakom, that's only with Nei HaMachloikis. So that would only be if a person's going to work in a place where they don't work. But not to work in a place where some people work, that's not going to lead to a machlokes. Zakta batenura, this halach that we place on him the chumri makam sheyatza misha. In other words, where if he travels from Yerushalayim to Tveria, he's not allowed to work. That's only if he plans on returning to Yerushalayim. But let's say he moved to Tveria. He doesn't plan on returning. Then he can accept the local minig, whether it's lekula or whether it's lechumra. Okay, quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned in a place where the minig is do malacha and Erev Pesach until Chatzais. Go ahead and do it. A place where the minig is not to do it, then don't. If you're traveling from a place where they do malacha to a place where they don't do malacha or the other way around, we're always going to go lechumra. If you're coming from a place where you can't do malacha, don't do malacha. Even in the city where you arrived. If you're coming from a place where they don't do malacha there, don't do malacha. Ah, you're going to ask, but if they're working and I'm not working, am I not disrespectful to the minhag hamakom? And the answer is no. This that we said, don't change from the minhag hamakom, is only where it's going to lead to a machlokes. Working in a place where no one is working, that's going to lead to a machlokes. But not working? That's not a problem. That doesn't mean you're disrespectful to the minhag hamakom that works, because there's always plenty of people that are not working. Kama batloni ikka b'shuka, the Gemara says. There are plenty of people that always, unfortunately, are sitting around and not working.